Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Fix It with Faust here on Healthy Life Net, all positive talk radio. I'll be with you every second Thursday of the month, bringing you some of the most fascinating guests, all giving you invaluable information, some of which will absolutely change your life. A little house cleaning here. I'm the director of the Fix Yourself Power Zone and the author of the Fix Yourself Empowerment series. The Fix Your Addiction Handbook is almost ready, everyone. Look for publication in mid-November. All the books in the Fix Yourself Empowerment series are available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and your local retailers. You can find everything you need about the Fix Yourself Empowerment series on my website at www.faustruggiero.com. So today, everyone, I am absolutely thrilled to be spending time with someone who is an actress, writer, singer-songwriter and director, best known for her iconic role as the tough-minded detective Sergeant Dee Dee McCall on the popular NBC series Hunter. Stephanie Kramer has received worldwide recognition for her accomplishments in film and television. In 2015, Stephanie was honored as an icon of television at the 56th International Television Festival in Monaco. She has hosted the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade twice and has earned a Daytime Emmy Award nomination for Outstanding Special Class Programming. Reflections, her YouTube page, is where she shares her thoughts regarding a weekly quote in the hope that it may inspire you to live a more joyful and fulfilling life. Stephanie, welcome to Fix It with Faust.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
And it's a pleasure to have you here. You know, obviously, when we deal with people in your business, we see that public side of you. Give us a little bit of the private side, if you will, the personal. Who are you?
Isn't that the question we all ask?
That's the question. That's the one I always want to know.
Who am I today? I guess
that's right, the question. Exactly.
Because God knows, tomorrow it could be different.
Right.
Who am I? You know, I'm a woman who strives to have a sense of grounded balance in my life with work, with friends, with family. I'm a very spiritual person. I spend a lot of time when people say, well, have you read this book? Have you read that book? Most of my books all have to do with religion, paranormal topics. Some would call it paranormal. I call it normal. And I have always been invested in that in my mind. It's always drawn me. It's always been my interest. Physics, the mixture of, like, the Tao of physics, if you ever read that Pritchard Capra book way back when, the combination of science and so-called religious ideologies mixed together. That has been sort of what I lead with internally in my daily experience.
You know, when you talk about that, and, you know, so many people will look at that and say it's the other side of the coin, so to speak, in terms of the public life, the celebrity life. Do you? Obviously, it helps ground you, but during your life, did the professional life challenge that part of you?
My faith or sense of self was not challenged. It is difficult, as in all businesses, but perhaps more predominant in the entertainment business, There are a lot of people who can become very self-absorbed and narcissistic, and but we find that in all industries. We really do. It's nothing new. It's just that, unfortunately, the media likes to latch on to someone who's in the public eye who behaves like so many others, but then they'll exploit that because it is exploitable by virtue of the fact that that individual is in the public eye, i.e. in your television set in your living room or you're listening to their music, etc. So I don't find that that unfortunate, you know, levels of narcissism isn't necessarily something that's only exclusive to entertainers. It's across the board throughout humanity.
Absolutely.
So was that challenged? Is it challenging to work with people like that? Of course it's challenging, but you just, for me, it's a matter of detachment, healthy detachment, knowing where my boundaries are, and just sort of having a deeper level of patience and compassion for someone who has that level of fear.
You talk about the spiritual side of things. Talk a little more about that.
You know what?
That
I'm kind of having a hard time hearing you right now, Seth. What did you say?
No problem. We'll correct that. When you talk about the spiritual part of things in your life, find that a little bit, if you would.
To talk about that? I'm sorry, the connection suddenly got a bit fuzzy. I have always had a spiritual leaning ever since I was a little child. I mean, like 5 years old. I was not brought up with any religion in my home. There were no belief systems that were, or ideologies that were presented to us as children or discussed. I felt an immediate connection with that trajectory for my spirit, if you will, ever since I was five. I think I just came in with it. I really do. And so I was reading, you know, all different kinds of books, 5, 6, 7, things having to do with spiritualism, things having to do with prophecies. You remember, you know, all the Edgar Cayce prophecy, all that kind of thing. I was always just very, very interested in all of that. Going way back even to junior high and high school, you know, Rudolf Steiner, Einstein. Even, and I think quantum physics is fantastic. Although don't make me do the math, that I would fail terribly at. Just a lot of different authors whose work always spoke to me, like Joseph Campbell. I mean, the list is endless, you know. That has always been of paramount interest to me as a human being. And how to develop and expand the higher levels of consciousness that's available to all of us if we just allow it to be.
You know, I like what you said. And when you hit on Albert Einstein, also one of my favorite people, it's the kind of thing, he gave us a little bridge between science and spiritualism. You find that in your life? I mean, when I talk to people, they have a tendency to separate. Well, either you're science or you're talking about being spiritual. But he really did a nice job bringing those together. In your own life, I'm hearing physics, I'm hearing science, I'm hearing spirituality. You're not separating that very much. You're seeing the way it comes together.
For me, yes. I mean, I remember being in high school and reading The Tao of Physics, which I think I referenced, you know, Fritjof Capra's book. He wrote The Turning Point, I don't know, way back a long time ago. But that book really reconciles Eastern philosophy and Western science. I think it was stated as a, what did he call it, a humanistic vision of the universe. Because in essence, I'm not talking religion now. I'm talking a spirituality, which is a different way of being. To me, it is. And yes, they are interconnected. I mean, look at particle entanglement. Hello? How can you look at that and not go, hey, there is something bigger at work here than little old me?
You know, and I think you hit on the right topic there. Many people have a difficult time with spirituality because of religion, and you know, the rules of a particular religion get caught up in that. You're talking about something deeper. You're talking about the essence of a human being. You're talking about that the way it plays in the universe is what I'm hearing. Yes.
Well, it is for me. Yeah. I don't follow, pardon me, I do not follow any particular ideology or a one specific faith. I have a variety of what I would call master teachers who I hold dear to me, their work, their teachings, because that's just, where's that piece of truth? You know, I don't follow just one and just listen to one spiritual religious teacher, because I think generally speaking, most religions hold to the same ideal, but where humanity gets lost is they insist that we all have to have the same ideas to reach the ideal. And I don't believe that. I don't think there's any group or book or thought system that can tell you or me or anyone exactly how to have your relationship with the divine or God or the universe or whatever you want to call it.
And I think you're right about that. You know, for me, when I talk about faith, especially, example, in the first book, I talk about just opening your mind up to the concept of a higher power and what's inside you. And, you know, we're still caught up on the up in heaven kind of a thing. People are not looking at spirituality as part of themselves. Do you find that?
Well, and it is the essence of who you are. That is
right.
Your soul. You know, it's like body, mind, and soul. And people just get stuck on their programming. They get stuck in their programming. And it's very difficult for people to deviate from how they've been taught, how they've been, some people just, we demand you believe this. Pardon me, we demand this is how you have your faith. This is what we demand you do. Otherwise, oh boy, you know. Well, that's based in fear and control. And to me, whatever you want to call God is the opposite of fear and control. And so that is a big schism, you know, throughout people's psyches, throughout all cultures. Like, wait a minute, I was trained to believe this, and I have to do it this way, and I have to say that. Otherwise, nothing else matters, just those chapters, that book. I just have never felt that. I'm not here to judge anybody for how they internally, you know, have that relationship to themselves and to whatever you want to call the universe. I just know what works for me and who I am. You know what I mean?
Right.
And if you look back on the physics aspect, you know, vibrational medicine, what's being done with that for people in regards to healing, everything is energy. Everything is energy. It's either faster, you know, molecules moving faster in a finite sense or in a denser capacity. It's still there, and energy never dies. And that opens up a whole rabbit hole of, you know, multidimensional aspects of energy. I mean, we could go on and on, and people are going to be listening to you go, what the heck is she talking about?
Well, I think you're right on track. I think what I'm hearing and the thing, what I deal with so often with people is God as energy. And, you know, talk about a connector between what we talk about God and science. But people don't see that. Or if they hear it's, you know, God is energy, then they move away from the spiritual part. Then we're back into it's just the universe alone. When people ask you about that, when they say, okay, talk about that energy, talk about your soul, can you define what that is? How do you answer them?
Wow, I think the soul is the aspect of self that is manifested in your cellular body. It is not who you are. We create a life for ourselves with our intention going forward. You have this show that we're talking on right now. And we have our homes we live in, and here's the car we drive, and here's the clothes I wear, and here's who I'm going to go and have dinner with tonight, or whatever. You know, we have our lives, right? But that is all an external process of manifest that we have created in our world. But inevitably, when you die, none of that matters, because that's not the real essence of who you are. You know, it's the old, I'm a human being. I'm a human, and I'm actually being a human. But you still have your soul essence, which I think is the connective energetic link to God that we all have, which makes us all interconnected everywhere, everybody, regardless of your religion or your thoughts or your desires or your race or your whatever. All of humanity comes from the same source. It's my way of thinking. Therefore, when we pass on, we go back to source.
As you're talking, and I'm always a person, when I teach, I try to be actionable to people. So the question I can hear people bringing up now is, okay, how do I nurture my soul? What would you tell them?
Well, you know, meditate, be in silence. When you pray, so to speak, you are talking. It's your voice you're putting out. Would you help me with? Whomever it is people pray to, if you pray, right? But when you're in silence, you are listening. When you talk, you can't hear. So when you are in silence, to develop that real inner core, you'll start hearing. And I believe my life has been, you know, wonderfully divinely guided. The good, bad, the ugly, the up and the down and the everything. Because it's all part of the same journey. And inevitably, if you look back on your life, often you can say, wow, you know, that was a hard time this, and this was a great time there, and this was, but it all brought you to who you are today. Right? It's
yes,
all
it does.
You.
You know.
It's what made you you today. And so when people say, well, do you regret this or that? It's like, well, I don't really look at life like that, because it was what brought me to who I am here and now. I think people talk about when the religions, well, what if you make a mistake? Well, you made that mistake and you did this and then that was a mistake. And so, well, first of all, you know, I'm not perfect and people make mistakes. But if you look back on those journeys and those moments where they were so-called mistakes, I think it's only a mistake if you did not learn from it.
And I think you're right. You know, you mentioned something as you were talking, and you said one of my most important words, the concept that's most important to me, which is balance. And I know how I teach that, and I talk about being balanced physically, intellectually, emotionally, and spiritually. When you talk about balance, what are you talking about?
Well, exactly the same as you. It is very difficult sometimes to find that, you know, strike that balance chord within ourselves when we are overwhelmed with work. And then you've got to go home, and you have your husband and your wife, and then the kids, and oh, we got to go to the soccer game, and oh, I can't, I got to do. I mean, there's a myriad of things we have in our lives every day that can keep us off balance by virtue of the fact they're distractions. And yet they are still manifest in our life, and we have to deal with them. And so that's the point of trying to find that balance. I love to go out and be in nature every day in some capacity. So I generally go out early. I walk about 5 miles a day. And just to be in trees, the earth, that is a grounding energy for me. But if you can't, boy, I sit quietly, close my eyes, meditate, get my body in a calm state, a receptive state. That works for me. I can't tell you how to have your balance, because that's your journey. I just know what I do for me. If I was on the set and it was stressful and we're exhausted and all different problems, I don't know, whatever, to go in my dressing room and I could just sit quietly and put myself in a place of harmony and then go back out. And having had shifted the energy for me, that in turn shifts the energy for other people. Now, I'm not saying I'm responsible for the other people, but when you're talking about basic energy and that it travels and has no form, when you put yourself and your mind, Faust, into a positive, focused, harmonious intention, and then you walk into a room, that energy is felt as your presence enters the room. To think that we are all disconnected from each other is a fallacy.
And you're very, just right on target with that. You know, as you're talking, I'm saying to myself, because I do much of the same things, and I know that, I've heard that people say, well, you know, you're positive all the time. And I said, well, you know, that's something that for me comes from the soul, but it comes from being able to balance ourselves physically and emotionally, keep those emotions in check and all those sorts of things. What I'd love to do when we come back is continue this part of it, talk a little bit more about balance, if you're okay with that.
Of course, sure.
Let's do that. So everyone, we're going to take just a few minutes, and we'll be back and spend a little bit more time with Stephanie Kramer today. So stay right with us.
It's time to live every day in the moment, so your life will flow at a healthy and happy pace. When you live in the moment, you can deal with change better and learn how to achieve your goals easier. Find out how in Faust Ruggiero's book, The Fix Yourself Handbook. Make your life simple and easy using a successful blueprint for a happy life with The Fix Yourself Handbook. This is your moment to improve your life. Go to FaustRuggiero.com and pick up your copy of The Fix Yourself Handbook now.
If you're looking for unique items at affordable prices, then you should try Dream Product. From apparel to beauty, from shoes to therapeutic relief products, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Dream Products, and maybe your dreams might just come into reality.
Life is a process, and once you know how to master that process, you will have a life filled with creativity and passion. Faust Ruggiero's book, The Fix Yourself Handbook, will help you master the process to become your authentic self, living in peace and harmony. Get the Fix Yourself Handbook today at FaustRuggiero.com. You'll gain the wisdom you need with this wonderful and practical guide. Do it now at FaustRuggiero.com. Remember, it's the Fix Yourself Handbook at FaustRuggiero.com.
If you want USA and worldwide car rentals, choose rentacar.com. Free cancellations on most bookings, no hidden charges. They are trusted by over 4 million customers. Visit our advertiser page and click on the Rent-A-Car banner.
Loving yourself. Sometimes it's hard to do that, and sometimes you just don't know how. Now there's a way to help you understand how to love yourself. Faust Ruggiero's The Fix Yourself Handbook gives you a toolbox of formulas and routines to help you address how to love yourself and towards a life that is a healthy, progressive journey. Get your copy of The Fix Yourself Handbook at FaustRuggiero.com. That's FaustRuggiero.com. FaustRuggiero.com. Hey there, wake up. Take your life off of autoplay and learn how to navigate your life using healthy routines and practices. Discover how to live more fully without the need of lies or defenses. Imagine confronting others peacefully. Well, there's one proven way to do it. Get the Fix Yourself Handbook at FaustRuggiero.com. Come on, you know you want to improve your emotional IQ, and with the Fix Yourself Handbook, it's easy. It's fun, and it works. So get out of autoplay and fast forward to FaustRuggiero.com and buy the handbook now.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking with Stephanie Kramer today, and we left off talking about balance and how that works in one's life. The question I have for Stephanie is, you know, with a lot of people, balance becomes affected by emotions, emotions kind of overriding intellect and having us reacting quickly and maybe not making the decisions the good decisions we want to make. How do you deal with emotions in your own life, and what do you see with other people?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. A lot of people live from the neck up. It's all intellect. But I think, again, to your term balance, we must drop down into our heart center and have a balance of both, because to utilize one or the other is denying the fullness of who you can be in that moment. Emotions get triggered every day, all the time. You know, we're human beings. I've had my moments, certainly, and I'm sure I'll have more. But when I can allow myself to respond and not react, therein is the difference, if you're being confronted. And to come to that place of behavior internally makes a big difference in how your relationship can evolve. You know, because you can infuse your everyday activities with a certain deep meaning and purpose. But when you are confronted by someone who wants to argue or, you know, be combative, I just look at them and realize they have some unmet need within themselves, and they're asking me why. And I can't tell them. You know? But think about it. Most of confrontation comes out of the need for that individual who feels they need to be right. And I always use that expression, which is, you go ahead, you're right. I would rather be happy.
And I'm right with you on that. I think sometimes people's emotions, there's a lot of emotional survival stuff, you know, emotions attached to that kind of a survival mechanism. And I think people go very, very quickly to their emotions. Where if you take a step back and wait, you know, 5 seconds and ask yourself, what do I want to do here? It really changes the way the mind works and that connection physically and spiritually.
Yes, you reprogram your behavioral mechanism. You're exactly right. It reactivates different areas of the mind because it forces you to look at the compassion that's necessary in that moment. Not just for the individual, but for yourself. And one thing that's really important to me when you talk about balance, which just to run back to that, is I believe in living your life with enormous gratitude. I call it living with an attitude of gratitude. To every little potential, the littlest minutia, to the biggest, wonderful things that happen in our world. Because truly, we can get caught up, we all have, and go down the spiral of negativity and overreactivity and fear, 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 fear. But if you stop and go, wait a minute. I mean, Faust, aren't you just so grateful just to be here?
Well, and I think you're right on the mark with that. You know, most of us, are grateful when we get something. And I always say, well, that's kind of like what I call more of a retroactive kind of gratitude. But I always talk about, you know, I always talk about the one that's inside, where if you can have what you're talking about, be grateful for everything, then instead of it coming from the outside in, your gratitude then is going from the inside out. And regardless of what comes in, it comes into that repository of being so grateful for everything that you have, that even the negative, it can't survive there. You actually turn it to a positive. Your energy changes.
That's exactly right. You change the energy, you change your life.
So, when we talk about that, and we talk about the messages that we can get, everything changes because our mind is changing, our energy is changing. You know, I see a lot of that, which is what attracted to me to asking you to come on the show. Your YouTube page does a lot of these messages. You're taking quotes and you are then elaborating them for 5 or 10 minutes, And, you know, I was really impressed on the way and your delivery, and you're going to the core of a matter of a quote, expanding on that. Talk a little bit about that YouTube page, if you would.
Well, you know, I did that. I started it back in 23, and I just, there's so much fear and negativity in the world, multi-layered, generational layers, but societal. We see what's happening just within our own country, but it's everywhere. And I thought, what can I do that could be very simple to put out there that could hopefully activate somebody's perception to view themselves different in their world or think about something in a different way, and i.e. what you said, a negative to a positive. And when you were saying talking for 5-10 minutes, I honestly could. Obviously, I could talk for I'm a big talker. But I kept those vignettes very short, purposely. I think there's not one that's more than 3-3.5 minutes. But that's because, for whatever reason, people's attention span has been dramatically diminished. So I thought if I could just kind of touch on it in a less than a 3-minute spot, that could be enough. I mean, whoever resonates with it will, and whoever doesn't, won't. So it's not so much being attached to, I hope everybody, no, it's knowing that whoever will resonate with the information that I'm imparting, then the difference was made, if they're able to have a shift in their consciousness and think about something in a more positive manner, because we need a lot more positivity and a lot more love-based energy in our planet right now. I feel that. And so that's why I did that. That's why I created that channel, and to talk on subject matter that could be applicable to anyone everywhere.
You know, you brought up something that that I experienced myself when I started writing the books, and the research I did told me that I needed to be a little less wordy about what I was doing. Chapters had to be very small, attention spans, all that sort of thing. You're doing the same thing. Are you, when we look at balance and we look at good positive energy, how do you see the pace of this world and the learning that, you know, I've got to cut these things down maybe to 3 or 4 minutes because I want to make sure that they're going to stick with it. It changes the whole balance philosophy completely, the pace of this world.
Yeah, the pace of the world is an overdrive.
Yeah.
It's a hyperkinetic, unfocused, sort of erratic ball bouncing all over the place, really, 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 really fast. It's like, you know, when you watch an atom spinning and bouncing around, that's our world right now. And, well, you know, in recognition of that, that's why I did a shorter segment, because maybe that 2 or 3 minutes can make a difference. But if I expounded on it, you know, and waxed poetic for a half an hour on each subject, I think people would turn off the channel or fall asleep or a little bit of both.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. All right, everyone, we're going to take a little break. Then we're going to come back and talk a little bit more with Stephanie Kramer. So please stay with us.
Life is a process, and once you know how to master that process, you will have a life filled with creativity and passion. Fausto Ruggiero's book, The Fix Yourself Handbook, will help you master the process to become your authentic self, living in peace and harmony. Get the Fix Yourself Handbook today at FaustoRuggiero.com. You'll gain the wisdom you need with this wonderful and practical guide. Do it now at FaustoRuggiero.com. Remember, it's the Fix Yourself Handbook at FaustoRuggiero.com.
This is Jack Maher from the band Feed the Kitty. It's important to support the artists you love, and you can do that and get something authentic for yourself. Rock.com has the most coveted licensed merchandise of music, culture, and entertainment. So go to the advertiser page and click on rock.com now.
Hey there, wake up. Take your life off of autoplay and learn how to navigate your life using healthy routines and practices. Discover how to live more fully without the need of lies or defenses. Imagine confronting others peacefully. Well, there's one proven way to do it. Get the Fix Yourself Handbook at FaustRuggiero.com. Come on, you know you want to improve your emotional IQ, and with the Fix Yourself Handbook, it's easy, it's fun, and it works. So get out of autoplay and fast forward to FaustRuggiero.com and buy the handbook now.
If you're not in the U.S., listen up. SureTrader is one of the most trusted and reliable names in share trading. With 6-to-1 leverage and other perks, SureTrade is the best for penny stocks and day trades. To find out more, visit our advertiser page and click on the SureTrader banner.
Loving yourself. Sometimes it's hard to do that, and sometimes you just don't know how. Now there's a way to help you understand how to love yourself. Faust Ruggiero's The Fix Yourself Handbook gives you a toolbox of formulas and routines to help you address how to love yourself and towards a life that is a healthy, progressive journey. Get your copy of The Fix Yourself Handbook at FaustRuggiero.com. That's FaustRuggiero.com. FaustRuggiero.com. It's time to live every day in the moment, so your life will flow at a healthy and happy pace. When you live in the moment, you can deal with change better and learn how to achieve your goals easier. Find out how in Faust Ruggiero's book, The Fix Yourself Handbook. Make your life simple and easy using a successful blueprint for a happy life with The Fix Yourself Handbook. This is your moment to improve your life. Go to FaustRuggiero.com and pick up your copy of The Fix Yourself Handbook now.
Expanding your mind. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking with Stephanie Kramer today. And when we left off, we were talking a little bit about the pace of the world. Stephanie, when you look at that and we're trying to help people connect with themselves, how maybe you can give them some of your examples, but how do you see people being able to slow down at least enough to increase that connectivity with their own essence?
Yes, I think that is really an important point to being alive. That's something that we all have to learn. And you know, there is that disruptive energy, as you had stated earlier. If you get caught up in it, then all you do is take those thoughts and ruminate continually. And then you're turning, people have the news on 24/7, and then they're also looking at their phones and scrolling while the news is on. And then maybe their computer is flashing, and they go, constant distraction, constant, look over here, bright, shiny thing, you know? Or something terrible that's happened in the world. Well, that's very distracting. And not to pull away from the horror of those experiences, but when you get stuck in them, then you're not allowing yourself to be in balance. You are in a totally fear-based, reactive state. And so for me, I don't watch the news 24/7. I will turn it on early, see what's happening with the weather, what's happening locally, you know, so a little bit. Just a little bit, and then I turn it off. I read more than I watch, you know, the news. I read, and I make my own decisions. But when you need to be in that state of balance, again, if someone can develop the technique of meditation in whichever form works for you, just to sit in silence and recalibrate your energy in your body, it puts you in a profound state of receptivity and gratitude. And that can't help but sort of just permeate into your life when you make it something you do every day. And if you can't do it even if it's just 5 minutes, just do that. Like I said, I go out into nature. I walk. I look at the trees, I look at the land, animals. I'm very connected in that sense to the earth. That brings me peace of mind. And above all, I value my peace of mind. I really do. There are a lot of people that want to argue, especially politics, and we all have our ideas and feelings about that, whatever they are. I'm not putting that out there right now to judge. I'm just saying that when someone wants to argue, discuss, or debate and get all heated, I just say, you know what, I just can't. I just can't because I know what I feel. I see what you feel. I hear you. But I'm not willing to do something that's going to disrupt my peace of mind. That is so valuable to me.
Interesting thing you said. It just turned on the lights for me. They look for things that are the bright, shiny things out there. But it's interesting that we don't consider ourselves a bright, shiny thing.
Yes. Well, how much self-loathing do we have in our culture?
Yeah.
Buckets full. And it's permeated and perpetuated through our media, which is sad. But we are the bright, shiny thing.
We are. And I think we also have to be protective about that. We have to be able to look at inside and say, yeah, all the beauty's right in here. It's not out there. And out there, I got to keep on doing it. I got to keep on making that happen where I can just calmly live and have that gratitude and have humility, which is very important to me because that just keeps you learning, keeps you open to things. You know, but we don't. Our beauty in our life seems to be outside of ourselves.
Well, I think that's what's happened throughout our culture. And your true beauty is within. I mean, just look at how we hold up a certain physical criteria in men and women. But in women, I'm a woman, so let's talk. She's got to be like sort of an, you know, ambiguous body or now more curves or except, but she's got to look a certain way. And then these people, they pump up their lips and put on their this and change their that. Whatever you need to do, you're going to do. But if we could shift from a place of self-loathing into one of self-acceptance, that is very difficult for people to do. Can you accept yourself just as you are and not stop yourself from going at this self-attack? Well, this is, I'm too fat. That looks terrible. Look at this. Oh, I've got hair. Constantly self-berating who we are just by being. And that's part of the culture. So especially in younger people, you know, they try to live up to some sort of distorted standard of what they're told is perfection when they don't realize that you are perfect just the way you are. Just
the
way
you
are.
I love that you said that. You know, along with the loathing comes the envy. And I always say to people, mm-hmm. okay, what are you envying exactly? What don't you have? Usually the example comes, you know, just what you said, the way they look, what they own, what they drive, the house. So I said, well, that has really nothing to do with you inside yourself. Maybe your focus, maybe your vision should be turned inward, not outward.
You bet. You bet. And, you know, envy and is such a wasted energy. In my business, decades, you know, you run into people who would feel in competition with the other, say, six actresses that you're going into audition one at a time. Well, there's my competition. Oh, he's my competition. Whatever. And I always looked at it differently. And that was, I'm only in competition with myself. I know my self-worth, I know my worth, I know my value, I know what I bring to the table. And I'm going to go in there and do the best I can do today in this moment, in full recognition of the understanding that my best might be worse than it was yesterday, or it might be better tomorrow, but that doesn't matter. All you have is here and now. Do the best you can, be that fullness of that experience in whichever endeavor that you're focused on. And then when you walk away and take your hand off the doorknob, you go home and you leave it behind. I truly leave it behind. I don't ruminate on the past in that sense. I was just having this conversation with someone. We all can talk about past events. Well, we all do because we've had our linear life experience up to now. So we all do that. But people who get stuck along the way, it's like the train track goes and then they they put a niche in the train and the train bumps off the edge and then they never forget it. And then they use that moment or that experience, derogatory, negative, hurtful, to keep them stuck in that experience for the rest of their lives. How many people do you know or you've met that say, oh, well, you know, when I went through that divorce and she was this and that. No, you know what? I never come back. I want to go, how long ago did you get divorced, bud? You know, 30 years ago, and that was this, and she, I'll never forgive her. It's like, ooh. So you're hanging on to all that rage because you think it defines you. As opposed to just saying that was then and heal and work through forgiveness and then let go. Seriously, just let go. Who wants to carry all that baggage for the rest of your life? I don't know, man. That would hurt my back.
Yeah, it does. And I love what you're saying. You stay in the moment you're in because, quite frankly, that is the only moment that you are living in. The rest of it is either died or didn't happen yet. So the only thing you have
there
control
you
of is what you're living in right now. So you don't give life to time periods that don't exist anymore.
Right. It's that old Ram Dass book, Here Now.
Absolutely. So everyone, we're going to take a break and come back to close everything up with Stephanie. So stay right with us.
Hey there, wake up. Take your life off of autoplay and learn how to navigate your life using healthy routines and practices. Discover how to live more fully without the need of lies or defenses. Imagine confronting others peacefully. Well, there's one proven way to do it. Get the Fix Yourself Handbook at FaustRuggiero.com. Come on, you know you want to improve your emotional IQ, and with the Fix Yourself Handbook, it's easy, it's fun, and it works. So get out of autoplay and fast forward to FaustRuggiero.com and buy the handbook now.
VMware is a fresh perspective for virtualization on the cloud. Shaping the future, this all-in-one platform delivers virtual cloud service on any cloud. Visit our HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on VMware.
It's time to live every day in the moment, so your life will flow at a healthy and happy pace. When you live in the moment, you can deal with change better and learn how to achieve your goals easier. Find out how in Faust Ruggiero's book, The Fix Yourself Handbook. Make your life simple and easy using a successful blueprint for a happy life with The Fix Yourself Handbook. This is your moment to improve your life. Go to FaustRuggiero.com. And pick up your copy of the Fix Yourself Handbook now.
ASMC, the premier German company that supplies everything for adventure. From outdoor clothes to outdoor gear, even backpacks. Lots of quality and lots of specials. To start your adventure, go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ASMC.
Loving yourself. Sometimes it's hard to do that. And sometimes you just don't know how. Now there's a way to help you understand how to love yourself. Faust Ruggiero's The Fix Yourself Handbook gives you a toolbox of formulas and routines to help you address how to love yourself and towards a life that is a healthy, progressive journey. Get your copy of The Fix Yourself Handbook at FaustRuggiero.com. That's FaustRuggiero.com. FaustRuggiero.com. Life is a process, and once you know how to master that process, you will have a life filled with creativity and passion. Faust Ruggiero's book, The Fix Yourself Handbook, will help you master the process to become your authentic self, living in peace and harmony. Get The Fix Yourself Handbook today at FaustRuggiero.com. You'll gain the wisdom you need with this wonderful and practical guide. Do it now at FaustRuggiero.com. Remember, it's The Fix Yourself Handbook at FaustRuggiero.com.
When you need a positive point of view, turn to HealthyLife.net, your 24/7 radio network for a better future.
Welcome back, everyone. You know, on the break we were talking about Stephanie's life as, you know, one that has a really strong public component. But then there's, you're hearing the interview today, and you're hearing a very personal side, one who, a person who is really looking inside and growing there. You know, so Steph, talk just a little bit about that part of it, that you know, here's the public part of me, here's the private side, and how you're focusing on that inside thing, because I think that's going to resonate with people who say, yeah, even though I'm not celebrity status, if you will, I am a public person and I'm a private person, and I want to focus a little more on me.
Well, my industry in particular, as you were saying, it's, you know, people are interested in that superficial presentation, right? And the opposite of that is what has always been of interest to me. Going, as you said, in depth internally. It's such a dichotomy, if you will, in terms of how people sometimes operate in the world. But it doesn't have to be. You can have some sort of a symbiotic collusion in a healthy way of both. Because once you can develop that inner sense of self, so there's such a strong place of balance and peace and a calm, you can dip into that pool and bring that out when you aren't in difficult or confrontational you know, moments with people in whatever your chosen profession is. As we had said earlier, in other words, not to react in emotion, but respond with thoughtfulness.
You know, as you're talking...
So that's how I have navigated a lot of that.
You know, and the question I have for you, as you were talking, it kind of came to my mind. I'm saying, you know, you have that dichotomy. You have something that seems to be such polar opposites almost in terms of how your life had to be lived. But on the other hand, once the balance is attained, these two sides support each other, don't they?
That's correct. That's exactly right.
Those opposites actually can help us balance our life out, because what we're doing is we're no longer separating, we're no longer dealing with the opposite force, so to speak. We are now it's kind of joining forces, and that becomes a very congruent part of our life.
And from a higher perspective, if you will, you know, that congruence, if you will, that connectiveness, there is no separateness in all aspects, in my opinion, in all aspects of your life, in how you live your life, your daily experience, the people in your life, the people you just run into at the 7-Eleven, the whatever. There is connection everywhere. I don't feel I am separate from. I feel I am a part of the bigger, higher aspect of the collective consciousness of humanity. Everybody is. They just have to remember that they are. And then work to develop that link. And it makes for such a profoundly more empowered and joyful life. Because I look around, we were saying, we think about ourselves being reflected back to us. And so I look and see the joy everywhere. Yeah, there's horrible stuff everywhere on this planet. And it will bring you to tears. It has me. But I don't allow that to keep me from recognizing the sheer beauty and joy of existence. And that is reflected back to me in so many ways every day of my life. And I'm in gratitude for that.
You know, when you talk about that, I'm saying to myself, you know, if you are in gratitude, if you are in balance, if you're connecting with yourself, you're right. There is no separation in any parts of your life, because that same you goes into every one of them and departs from any situation still being you and still being whole. That's, I think, what I heard you just say.
Yeah, and gratitude opens up access to what I would call a sense of grace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one thing that I've always done as an entertainer, whether I go on right before I go on stage and sing or before I go on camera, not if it was the kind of thing where you put yourself in a certain mindset as a character and then the camera rolls, but prior to that, I always in my mind would say, and I have a strong faith, I call it God, so that's my word, I would say I ask God's light to shine through me. And whoever I am to reach, I'm grateful for that opportunity.
A wonderful message. So tell us, I'm sure people will want to connect, and there's a YouTube page and a website, whatever. How can people connect with you if they want to learn a little bit more?
Well, as you said, the YouTube channel, Reflections with Stephanie Kramer. And, by the way, that ends in December, like the beginning of the year. I have to figure out what I'm going to do with that. I might be changing it up, but that's something else. I certainly have my website, stephaniekramer.com. And then I'm on Facebook, and I'm on I did put the Reflections on TikTok because I thought that could reach a lot more people as well. And I guess that's it. I have Twitter, but you know what? I really don't go. It just becomes like, I don't want to keep writing this into. And I am bad at going on all those fan sites and trying to respond to all people's queries because there's so many of them. And
they
I just can't. It's just impossible, and you feel bad, and then people get mad at you. How come you didn't respond to me? You're like, what? Wait, which page? When? What number? 489, you know. So that gets a little difficult, but, yeah, so there you go. Those are places you can all see what's going on in my world.
So everyone, do check in with Stephanie. Check into the Reflections YouTube page. You will find that for 3 or 4 minutes you can really walk away with a very nice message. Absolutely. Stephanie, it has been a thrill to be spending time with you today. Thanks so much for coming on.
Oh, I've so enjoyed it. I have so enjoyed it.
All right. So, everyone, that concludes this week's Fix It with Faust radio show here on Healthy Life Net, all positive talk radio. In a month from today, I'll be back with another episode of Fix It with Faust, so don't miss us. 1 month from today, that's November 14th, at noon Eastern Time, 9 Pacific Time. Until then, be well, stay safe, everyone, have fun creating your world, and here's to the power inside you. God bless.